This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. It's always important to vote and get your voice heard, but this election has a couple of races that are very close, 1 to 2 points apart, making every vote potentially the one that decides whether Democrats remain in the majority in the U.S. Senate and whether Alaska will have a new governor in January. At this year's Alaska Federation of Natives Convention held October 23rd through the 25th, Native leader Willie Hensley reminded the audience of ancestors who fought for their right to vote in the 1920s, mentioning a Southeast Alaska grassroots association, the Alaska Native Brotherhood, and Tlingit Indian attorney William Paul Sr. and others.
The fact that they got involved is why our lives have been better. Without politics, we couldn't have had electricity, we couldn't have got better housing, we couldn't have brought our kids back home from scattered places around the country, we couldn't get water, safe water. Our lives have been much improved because our people got involved.
Speakers at AFN told the audience presidents of for-profit Native corporations, AFN, and the Get Out the Native Vote organization worked to open up 128 new polling places in rural Alaska. A week later, in a post-convention press conference, AFN President Julie Kitka said AFN is planning to continue those efforts into the future, lobbying for federal and state legislation, and recommending formation of a bipartisan state commission.
We want this election committee to take a look at and modernize and update our elections process. There's many changes with the technology of cell phones and use of internet and internet voting and other things that we can just take a fresh look at our elections process in the state. And we urge this bipartisan commission to be created after this election to develop recommendations to the governor and the Alaska state legislature, both regulatory changes as well as state statutes.
Polls opened at 7 a.m. and will remain open until 8 p.m. The Federal Subsistence Board's rural determination process will change, according to an announcement made at the AFN convention last month. KTOO's Jennifer Canfield has more.
The changes would mean a more favorable process for villages and other rural communities that rely on hunting and fishing. Deputy Secretary of the Interior Michael Connor told AFN attendees that the new regulations will come soon.
We're moving out, beginning the discussions. We've got to consult with the state. Overall, this is strongly supported throughout the leadership at the Department of the Interior.
Title 8 in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, mandates a subsistence preference for Alaska Natives and rural residents on public lands. Every 10 years, the Federal Subsistence Board determines whether a community meets certain guidelines to qualify for ANILCA's subsistence preference. That rural determination process has been harshly criticized in recent years. In 2007, several communities were told that they were no longer considered to be rural, including the southeast community of Saxman. The board reasoned that the community's proximity to non-rural Ketchikan put it in the same category. While the community is incorporated as a municipality, a majority of the population is Alaska Native and are members of the organized village of Saxman. The tribe has fought against the board's attempt to take away their rural status, arguing that they have a history of traditional subsistence gathering in the area. The determination was put on hold in 2009 by then-Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar, pending a comprehensive review of federal subsistence policies. That hold was scheduled to expire this past July, which meant that the tribe's opportunity to litigate would also expire. In April, the Federal Subsistence Board voted unanimously to submit new regulations for the rural determination process. The board does not have authority to approve new regulations, but it can propose them to the Department of the Interior and the Department of Agriculture. While Connor did not give details of the proposal, he did say that the board will defer more to communities and tribes in its decision-making process.
Once implemented, the new determination process will enable the board to utilize more flexible criteria that could lead to the kind of determination sought by AFN and others in cases such as Saxman in southeast Alaska.
Native American Rights Fund attorney Matthew Newman represents the Saxman tribe. He says the proposed rules give residents hope, but that the outcome is still in question. While the tribe favors an administrative fix, Newman says the lawsuit won't be dropped until they've had a chance to review the new rules and are satisfied with them. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Canfield.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.